It's close to Ava May's primary school, so it's not too far away for her to get to school. It's obviously a flat, which is fine. It's lovely. I mean, I've got a lovely ensuite bathroom, which is great. But Ava May is it's the holidays at the minute, the Easter holidays, and Ava May prefers being at my mum's because she has a garden. So
Okay,
yeah,
so it's not too bad. It's just
it's not too bad.
doesn't
And
feel like your
obviously,
home, I guess.
no, I mean, all my clothes are in bags for lives. There's a wardrobe, but it's not like there's no drawers or anything, so I can hang certain things up, but I can't like put my knickers and socks away or anything like that. And Ava May just keeps asking when she can have all her toys back and her bed back and like her room. Obviously, it's all white in here, so she wants her pink bedroom back, and I can't do it because I can't paint in here. It's not mine.
So when did they move your stuff to the storage? When was that?
Valentine's Day.
Okay, and what was your reaction when they said that it was London
Well,
way?
I kept asking them for a storage unit, and they kept going on about how they could leave it all there and get it fixed, and I could go back in. And I kept saying, obviously, about dust, mold, and all that sort of stuff. And I didn't want to go back. And I said, I've called a storage unit, which was the one, is it Storage King they call it down in Lochmeadow? And they offered me a price, and I said, look, I can get a storage unit for this price, and it's all like this and that. And they said, oh no, we've got our own. And I was like, right, okay, so well, can you move my stuff, please? And they was like, yeah. I was like, where is it? They was like, Twickenham. And I'm like, clueless. I'm like, yep, okay, fine, that's fine. A storage unit is a storage unit. And then my mum was like, you do know that's the other side of London. I went, are you joking? So I rang them, and I was like, I don't know if Twickenham is a good idea. Like, that's really far away. Like, what happens if I need something? And they was like, that's the only one we go with. I mean, the men that come and picked up my stuff and things, they were lovely. Like, they took the bed apart and they put all the bed in the lorry and things, which was great. But yeah, I can't. The other day, it was my sister's 18th birthday, and I had to buy a whole new outfit and whole new shoes because I'd actually accidentally packed my shoes, and I can't just go and get them. And
It
I was
sounds a
just
bit insane, doesn't it?
yeah, it's just really far away, because normally, like with a storage unit, you can just go to it, have a key, and they was like, you can ring and check on your stuff. I was like, ah, I can't make it that far.
And obviously the more serious side of things is that, you have suffered quite a lot, and you've got a lot going on in your life, and you've been through a lot. The emotional and sort of anxiety side of things, going back there, I mean, are you quite scared of what will happen? And I mean, are you still
It
sort of
always goes,
scared?
yeah, it always goes through my mind. Obviously, I can sleep here because it's quite a quiet road, but when I first got here, I couldn't not sleep without a light on, and I felt like I was like 10 again in my bedroom, like scared of the dark. But yeah, I couldn't sleep for a while. Obviously, Ava May couldn't sleep for a while, so we was like sleep deprived for quite a while, like just sat up, like just watching films and things. But yeah, I don't think we're gonna sleep properly until like we've got our own beds and things, and actually relax as such.